Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Thursday, April 4th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with just the setup for the market real quick so I could get my head on straight. It's kind of early. I've only had one cup of coffee so far. Anyway, nothing. We are kind of in a holding pattern right now with this market. We've seen some incredible action pretty much across the board with regard to this market. And it's not going to stop. This market appears to be setting up for yet another leg higher on the back of, again, an economy which is in free fall. And we got some pretty interesting news on the economy just this morning. But again, stock futures right now are slightly higher. Nothing major going on there. The 10-year yield, all right, we're sitting at about 4.36. The market seems pretty comfortable here. Regardless of the back and forth nonsensical talk out of the ultimate freak show and the ultimate freak himself, I'm talking about Jay Powell, you know, the Fed chair creature, all right? We got the dollar this morning. The dollar's sending us a big signal here, in case you're wondering. On a relative strength basis, the dollar has been weaker. Okay, so nothing major is going on here. No general knee-jerk into the dollar as a fear trade. We don't even get pullbacks anymore. And as soon as this market seems to drop, it gets bought right back up. So, I mean, this just makes no sense. Nothing makes sense anymore with regard to this market. Keep that in mind because I want to talk to you about something else in just a moment. We got cryptocurrencies here this morning, cashing a little bit. Gold and silver relatively flat. And crude oil also relatively flat. So nothing to start off the day here that's too big. The market is still trying to digest all of this, what's happening here across the spectrum. And, you know, speaking about that, let's talk about economic news because, and you know, look, this is not going to be a surprise to anyone that follows this blog. At the end of last year, one of the trends that you and I discussed would happen this year, mass layoffs. Well, we're getting more announcements about that, but here's some interesting data that you should know about. So here we go. U.S. layoff announcements were higher by 7% in March, hitting the highest since January of 2023, and job cut announcements increased to 90,309 in March from 84,638 in February. You see, you're not supposed to know this stuff. You got to dig for this. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting. So business leaders, this is what they're saying right now. Now, keep in mind that we're being fist-fed, double fist-fed in every one of our orifices, including transrectally. Okay, this is what business leaders are saying. 40% of business leaders believe that more layoffs are likely. Imagine my shock, imagine your shock, but the economy is so strong. You know it is. And about half say that their companies will implement a hiring freeze. Does this sound like an economy that's booming to you? Or just what you and I would have expected. I would have to say that this is exactly what you and I would have expected here. Now, speaking about that too, I almost never do what I'm about to do, but I want to caution a couple of you on a few things. So our lovely friend Kramer, whatever your opinion is on this guy, you're entitled to it. But this guy right now is coming out saying that Ford and Costco may be at a buying point right now. I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, with regard to Ford, I think he missed the boat on this one. It was a buy around $12, and this was just a little while ago. So be very careful with Ford. I would wait for a pullback first. Now, with Costco, I think he's way off here. This does not look like a point to be buying this stock, but this is just my opinion, people, all right? I'm just throwing it out here. This is not investment advice. I'm just saying, okay? I don't want to get myself in trouble again, which I seem to get myself in trouble with these things, as all of you know here. So just be really careful with these, with Kramer here on Ford. Again, I think he missed the boat here big time with regard to it being a buy. And with Costco, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole right now. I think you got to sit back and relax a little bit and wait for that. You know, while we're on the topic of stocks, I forgot to mention this yesterday, so I'm just going to go over it now. This is Donald Trump Media Company here, and this the hype behind this, and I can see it from all of you who keep writing to me about this stock. Now, I put out a paper on this just a couple of days ago. So please, people, look. I don't like to answer questions when I talk about it, and I put this out in my newsletter, which is free to all of you. Okay, so if you've not yet subscribed to my newsletter, please do so now so you don't have to, you know, ask questions that I've already covered, and there is a link in the description of this video. So let me just cover this real quick. So, and this is going to be the last time I'm talking about this. I am not going to talk about this again. I am not going to answer a single question. I'm telling you right now. I love all of you, but this is all I'm going to say on this. There's not much to really put together on this Trump Media Company stock here. So it's a meme stock. If you don't know what meme stands for, look it up. So anyway, so more questions regarding DJT stock, that's the ticker, and this is all I'm going to say about it, because I'm frankly, you know, the hype behind this is, it's dangerous, okay? When you get hype like this, sure, some people are going to make money, and a lot of people just did, okay? But more people are going to get hurt, and I mean more people are going to get hurt by orders of magnitude than those that are going to make money here. Okay, so anyway, Lions and Friends, I continue to get bombarded with questions regarding DJT stock. I did write a piece on this just a few days ago, and this is the piece I wrote. Now, please pay attention to this. If you're one of those who are looking to, you know, bottom fish or whatever, keep a few things in mind. As I said, this is a meme stock. I mean, this is the definition of a meme stock here. So I've gotten a lot of questions regarding this. Now, in a regulatory filing just the other day, this company lost $58.2 million in 2023 on sales of $4.13 million. And so in light of this filing, and in my opinion, okay, you're entitled to your own, it is pretty difficult to justify this company's valuation now at a $7.7 billion. In fact, this may be the definition of an overvalued stock. Now, however, this certainly does not mean that FOMO, fear of missing out, and hype will not prevent the stock from going higher. I expect a lot of volatility here. If you're a trader, you're probably going to make some money. If you're looking to invest, if you are an investor, you're probably laughing at this. In fact, I'm sure you are laughing at this. This is not something you want to put your money into. I'm going to tell you that right now. But again, you're entitled to your own opinion. And if you think this supports Donald Trump's plea to be selected as president, well, you should maybe look into what he's doing right now. Going to the Wall Street elite, the Wall Street fat cats, asking for backing. You think this guy's got your back? No. What this means is he's going to have to promise them a lot more easy money. And where does that come from? The Federal Reserve. We're just going to get even stronger. People, hope you get this stuff. I think you do at least. Now, something else I want to discuss. This is a poll that I took yesterday for all of you. I asked you to participate, and I'm really happy to, with the outcome of this poll. So I asked, this is the question, Lions and Friends, here's a question for you. Have you begun to bet against the debt and become your own central bank that is holding physical gold and silver? 80% of you that took this poll, 80, said, yes, I am, or I have already begun to become my own central bank. Bravo to you. In fact, you deserve a round of applause here. Let's go over the rest of these numbers here. 8% said not yet, but they are planning on it. People, with regard to commodities, you know my take on this. It's the place to be. My favorite asset on the planet Earth. My second favorite right there. Anyway, 5% of the people who participated said no, they are not planning on betting against the debt or becoming their own central bank, and they intend to stay in central bank issued notes. Well, these 5%, in my opinion, you're really on the wrong side of this. Now, 7% said other, and of those, it's people investing in cryptocurrencies, which I am a major bull. Okay, I get that. But I still believe the best way to bet against the system right now is to become your own central bank, meaning holding hard assets, all right? Gaining exposure to commodities. You clearly, and I've covered this, I don't know, to the point of like I want to puke. I've been telling people they need to have some cryptocurrency in their portfolio, if just a little bit. You understand? I hope you do, people. Look, again, I am here working as hard as I possibly can to put all of this together. I do so much research. Of course, I want to keep myself on the right side of this. But everything that I learn, everything that I hear, okay, and I talk to everybody, I relate to you. And with that, again, don't take my word for anything, all right? Always do your own research, your due diligence here. For example, with Cramer here recommending Ford as a potential buy soon, which he missed the boat massively. And Costco, which, again, I wouldn't touch at all right now. You got to be nuts. So just be really careful with this stuff here. Don't take anyone's word, Cramer's or mine, without doing your own research, putting this together for yourself. It's not that hard, especially in this day and age, to, you know, get online here, gather some information here, and then evaluate it, and then let it sink in your head. Never act on a whim. Don't get emotional. For example, this Donald J. Trump media company, this is emotional buying. This is some kind of crazy situation here, and I'm telling you right now, this may be the most hyped meme stock in the history of the world, just gauging from the questions I'm getting alone. And again, people, I love all of you. Please don't ask me a question, because I can promise you, you're not getting an answer. I am not going to answer it. So this is all I'm going to say, and this is in your inbox, okay? Read it, go through it, make up your own mind what you want to do, and whatever you want to do, I guess it's the right thing for you, all right? Anyway, look, I think we covered a lot here. What do you think about this, just real quick? Does this surprise you at all? Mass layoffs? I mean, you're not going to be a rocket scientist to figure this out here. And more are coming. Not only is this getting worse and worse, I mean, this economy is a joke. The economy is a joke, and the joke is on you and me, because they're trying to convince us of how beautiful everything is. It's fantastic, and we're all rich, and it couldn't be better off here. You know, we're the envy of the world. I have to keep saying that. Those were the words. The U.S. economy is the envy of the world, in the words of our illustrious imbecile of a creature sitting behind the Resolute desk. I'm talking about Bidenstine, the creature. I can't stand even looking at it. It's an it too. Here, but it's not going to stop. 40% of business leaders are saying more layoffs are coming. Duh! And half of them say they're going to implement. This is a hiring freeze. This is a booming economy. After all the information and stuff we're getting here, be very careful, people, because this is another thing you and I outlined last year. The propaganda, the lies, the deceptions, and the distractions. We haven't seen anything yet with regard to that. Getting out of breath. All right, look, I'm out of here. I will see all of you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I really hope to see you there. We'll cover some questions as well. Comment here. What do you think about this stuff we've spoken about here? Are we on the right track? Is Greg way off base? Or you think I'm on target? I want to hear from you, all right? Love you a lot. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. See you later.